First, of course, let me thank our host and hostess, Danny and Yocheved, Jenny, for the chesed of opening up the home. And Baruch Hashem, over the years, this has been a wonderful opportunity for us to get together and to be makdish a house with a shir of Torah is the most wonderful thing for the entire family, and we really appreciate it. And every single room should be filled with bracha and nachas. Also, I want to thank my good friends Melly and Rochelle Lifshitz. I don't have my glasses. I don't know if Rochelle's here. Yes, okay. To thank Melly and Rochelle for sponsoring this series of shiurim, which I'll tell you right now what we're going to be doing. But Melly and Rochelle have really been there for the shul since the beginning, and it means a great deal to us. And in that school, they should have only simcha, nachas, and bracha from each of the children. And Baz Hashem to have gesund and nachas and a good gebenstier for all of us. There's rarely anything that I do because of, I think, what's known in the world as popular demand. That's bechlal, not how I operate. It's lefi what I think is, at that time, what's important. Even though it might not be the most popular decision, I try to do what I believe is the best thing for that time. However, in this situation, Baruch Hashem, it really is a shidduch, because some of you might have heard the series of shiurim that I gave. I didn't give it in the shul, it was actually in the summer, called Inspired Parenting. And Baruch Hashem, the unbelievable chizik that I received, people that have called me, mamish from all over the world, about these chassids that they had from those shiurim, which is not at all in my schus, it's in the schus of Jewish parents who want so desperately to really be good and do the right thing, and in the schus of the teachings of my very, very special dear friend, the tzaddik of Tzvi Meir Silberberg from Yerushalayim. So, after giving it much thought and having received many, many calls and the discussions that I had with people, it began to become clear to me that there's a continuous need to work on this. In other words, we're not yet perfect parents and grandparents. And it's not just parenting. It's really, as you'll see, every aspect of life, and chinuch, and teaching, friends, family. We had the opportunity last year when we were learning the inyan of being the dan lekaf schus, of trying to judge each other in a favorable and a good way, and look at life in a positive way. We had the schus of spending a few weeks learning one of the kuntresim of Rav Tzvi Meir. These shiurim should take us pretty much through the year. There are a few of these shiurim, a few of these kuntresim in the inyan of chinuch. The one that I did in the summer a few years ago was the first mimer. This is the fourth mimer. The ones in between are not available. And Mr. Shem, we hope to get to those also. Let me begin with just a very, very, a very brief story. I don't know what to call it. A story. It's not one that you're going to appreciate too much, but it's one that we need to hear. All of you heard of the Rav of Yerushalayim, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld is a tzaddik, a goyin. So, in Yerushalayim, in the old community of Yerushalayim, there was an effort that was being made. This goes back to the early 20th century. There was an effort that was being made to introduce into the chadorim, to the old cheders, into the old yeshivas. There was an effort that was being made to introduce into the curriculum the study of mathematics and geography. Rabbi Yosef Chaim, the Rav of Yerushalayim, was completely opposed to that and believed that the only thing that should be studied in the Cheder was Torah. And there were many, many people who were troubled by that. Just like when you hear that, it's something because of our upbringing, it disturbs our modern sensibilities. And Rabbi Yosef Chaim was asked, self kol self, really, what's wrong with mathematics and geography? These are chokhmas of Hashem. They contain the wisdom of Torah. They are even part of the study of Torah. So why was the Rav Yerushalayim so opposed to the study of anything secular in the cheder, in the chadarim, in the schools of Yerushalayim? And Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld responded by quoting the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, on the pasuk that says, "We say in davening, al tigu b'mishichai." It says in the pasuk, "Don't touch my anointed one." Now, don't start up with my Mashiachs. Now, what does that mean, Mashiachai? Who are the Mashiachim? So the Gemara there says, Elu tinoike shel beis raven. These are the little children that are studying in school. These are little kinderlach in yeshiva. And Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld said a remarkable thing. He said, I never said there's anything treif about mathematics. There's nothing treif about mathematics. I never said there's anything treif about geography. I never said that. But what I am saying is that perhaps that's something that they'll learn, that they'll study later on. But if the Gemara has revealed to us through this pasuk that Al Tigu B'Mashichai means that every single boy and girl is somehow called a Mashiach, and it means that every single one of us, now this sounds very, very strange to us, that every single one of us really as parents must have the she'ifa, could you imagine, must have the she'ifa that when we send a child to cheder, that it should be with the she'ifa, with the dream, with the hope, with the longing, that what? That child will turn out to be Mashiach, will turn out to be other, some of the Yichus, Mashiach and David, but will have the proper kalim to be Mashiach to Canaan. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. I mean, so far it hasn't worked out. Bez Hashem, we hope Mashiach's already an adult, and we'll see the Gula very soon, because we're not able to go on with the situation much longer the way it is now. So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld said that even if the child doesn't turn out to be Mashiach, but the child belongs to the machaneh, to that camp, to that world that's completely kodesh, that's completely holy, belongs to that chug, to that group that's called the chug or the machaneh, the camp, the school of Mashiach Sekeinu. And Rabbi Yosef Chaim said that when we take our children to school and when we raise our children in our homes, we have to raise each and every one of our children as if this is a human being who could potentially be Mashiach. As if this is someone, obviously there are limitations with Yichus and a woman can't be Mashiach, but we should raise the child with that intent and that hope that this is the type of child that could be worthy of being Mashiach. And they say from the Tzaddikim an amazing thing, and then we'll start. They say, you know, little children, when they're next to their father or their mother and they want to be lifted up, so little children, they'll pick up their arms, right? Baruch Hashem, we've seen this, we've experienced it. They'll pick up their arms to be lifted up. So the Tzaddikim say that it looks like the child only is asking to be picked up from the ground. But Be'emes, when a child is holding up his arms or her arms, but she's asking her father or his father or mother is, oh no, I beg of you, lift me up, not just off the ground, but lift me up l'shmei shamayim. I want you to lift me up, mamash, to the highest place. That's what I'm asking my parents, to lift me up to the highest place. And therefore, when it says in the pasuk, al tigu mishicha, and the Gemara reveals that it's talking about little children, it means that there's a special, precious gift that was given to us. Those of us with zaychet to be parents, and even those who chalila are not able to be physically parents, but certainly in terms of giving birth spiritually by teaching and learning with others, and therefore even in the old age, continuing to parent, continuing to nurture, that the Baruch Shalom has revealed to us that we have to look at our children and our students as being each and every one a little Mashiach, or potential Mashiach. And therefore, what this entire kuntris is about, what this entire maimer is about this year, is the subject of shmiras hayeladim, of how do we protect our children. Our children are so unbelievably vulnerable. We're so worried about our children. We think day and night about their being well, about their being safe. How many tears does a parent cry? Just the fear of sending a child off when a child goes to camp or a child that goes to Eretz Yisrael. And that horrible moment when we hear Chalila, some news from Yerushalayim or from Eretz Yisrael, that's frightening news. And for that split second, where's my kid? No, where's my kid? Was my kid in school, in yeshiva? Where's my child? The shmira of a Jewish parent, the shmira, the protectiveness of a Jewish parent, is something which is completely not bederach hatorah. It's something which is amazing, it's unnatural. How protective a Jewish parent is. And if there's a parent who chas v'shalom is not like that, it's something which is very, very odd. What this maimer is going to be about, what we're going to learn now, is how does Hashem Yisbarach want us to protect our children? It's about watching our children, protecting them, taking care of our kids. And you'll see what that means. Taking care of them. And it's in Tzvi Meir's unique style. Therefore, you have to remember that this was not written as a sefer. As I explained last year, we'll be doing the pieces of his kuntres. This is not written as a sefer. These were shmuzen talks that were given, usually shalashudas or Arab Shabbos in Yiddish, and they were transcribed. Anybody who's ever seen Reb Tzvi Meir, we was able to have him in the shul 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. It's hard to picture what it means, what it's like to be a shalashudas of Reb Tzvi Meir with the lights out and around a thousand men packed into this little bit medrash, and you see that Reb Tzvi Meir jumping and screaming and crying and falling down and getting up and falling down and getting up. And these words were said in that way. So it's, without knowing him, it's hard to picture the presence of the tzaddik, but we should try to attach ourselves in whatever way we can. So let's begin to learn. Those who are familiar with that series of shiurim called Inspired Parenting, The first section here is going to be a tiny, tiny little review of some of the basic, of three of the basic yesaidis, basic principles of that shiur that we had a few years ago. So we're going to review just for a minute. Nisasafnu, it's on page, you should have two pages. One is Beis Gimel, and the other one is Dalet Hay. So on the page is Beis Gimel, where it says on the left hand side on the bottom, Nisa Safnu Hischazek Biyachad. You have that?
Yeah.
No? On the left hand side of the first page, on the bottom. Nisa Safnu? Yeah? Hischazek Biyachad. We have gathered together. I don't think I made enough copies. Nisa Safnu Hischazek Biyachad. We have gathered together to strengthen ourselves together by avoda hakadosh shel chinuch, in the holy work of what? Of educating, of teaching. Chinuch. Havoda shelimsor lahavir liyilodim shelonu, the avoda that Hashem wants us to give over to our children, l'talmidim shelonu, our students. And remember, to have students doesn't mean that you have to have an official position as a teacher. Each and every one of us, just by mere fact that we're walking in the street and people know that that's a religious Jew, that's a Shomer Shabbos Jew, each and every one of us is a teacher. So what Hashem wants us to give over to our children, to our students, Shehem Hamatonus Shavin Shabbashemayim Nosen Lekol Av Lekol Ein. These are the gifts that our Father in Heaven has given to each father, to each mother. L'kol mashgiach in the yeshiva, to the Rebbe in yeshiva, kol melamed, every teacher, l'kol mashpia, menahel, an administrator in the yeshiva, magid shir, reish kailer, reish yeshiva, l'kol mashpia acher. Any person who is trying to be mashpia on another Jew, even if it's not your child, because every Jew is b'nei matem l'shem elokeichem, every Jew is the Baruch Shalom's child. And I think some of you were there when I mentioned the other day, I don't remember where and when I said what, but some of you might have been there when I mentioned that by the Lamed Rosh Yeshiva, by Rabbi Chil Mordechai Gordon, who was the Rosh Yeshiva in Petah Tikva, there was a wealthy person who came to the Rosh Yeshiva and was looking for a fitting chassan for his daughter. In those days when one had choice in these matters, when the parents had some say in things. So he did a good thing. This wealthy person, instead of just going to ask the yeshiva, he actually sat in the yeshiva himself and was learning. Well, he was sort of learning, but he was watching the boys. And he had his eye on the bacha that he wanted. He saw an unbelievable hasmada, how the boy was constantly learning, and how he helped others, and how he spoke in a gentle, respectful way. So this wealthy person decided, this is the boy for my little princess. So he went to the Rosh Yeshiva, he went to Reb Yechiel Mordechai, and he asked the Rosh Yeshiva, he said, "No, Rebbe, I've been here for the week, and I'm looking for a chassan for my daughter, and there's one in particular I have to say that I myself fell in love with him." So the Rosh Yeshiva asked, "Who is it that you have in mind?" So the Gevir, the wealthy person, points like whatever to the back row by the fourth window, that standing over there, and says, "Over there." So the Rosh Yeshiva says, "That boy over there is the Ben Yochid. That's my only child. That's my only son." So the Gevir, the wealthy person, was very flustered and said, "I never had in mind, I know I'm not worthy, I never had in mind, you know, to marry the Rosh Yeshiva's family." So the Rosh Yeshiva didn't say anything, and then he said, "But I had, there was like a runner-up, you know, very, very special." And the Rosh Yeshiva said, "Where?" So he pointed, you know, to the other corner of the Beis Medrash, and there's a bracha learning there in the back, and he says, that bracha over there, and he points, and the Rosh Yeshiva says, "Over there by the window, yeah, that's my Ben Yochid, that's my only son." So the Gevir says, "Rebbe, look, I don't understand. I asked you about that boy, and you said he's your only child. I asked you about the boy on the other side of that smadre, and you said it's your only child. How's that possible to have two bani yechidim?" So he said, the Shiva smiled, and he said, "Baruch Hashem, echad 200. I have 200 bani yechidim over here. Each one is my ben yachid. Each one is my only child. My ben yachid." To be a Jew means to believe be'emunah shleima that that's how the Baruch Hashem looks at every one of us. When he said b'ni b'chari Yisrael, he said to each and every one of us, "You're my only child." What do you mean, Baruch Hashem? You have so many k'nayin har, and you should have more k'nayin yevu. You have so many children. The Baruch Hashem says, "Akoponim, you're my ben yachid. I love you as a ben yachid, as an only child." Therefore, the position that a parent has to be a mashpia, that a Rebbe has to be a mashpia to Hashem as Baruch's children, is with the awareness and the care that must be taken to know that each one is a ben yochid mamish by the Baruch Shalom. Every Jew is an only child by the Baruch Shalom. So he explains, "Shavinu shemishman nosim la'anu l'esamatana shiyocho l'ha'yir v'limsa tarak doshev avodis Hashem li'yiladim u'l'talmidim l'daris abayim." That Hashem gave us these children as precious gifts, and gave us the opportunity, the schus, to teach Torah to the children, to the students, to future generations, to give over to the Torah of Hashem. Page Gimel. Dibarnu b'pamim ka'kaidmes al kami yisaydes b'avaydes achinach. We learned, and that's what we were talking about in the earlier series of Shiurim, we learned a number of basic principles in this avayda of chinuch, of teaching. So this is going to be a review of all that we learned previously. A short review. Hayisod HaRishon, the first principle of Chinuch is, Shavinu Shabashamayim Reitzah Shekeseyde Nizkar Unirayimim Esat Sigang L'Chinuch. That the Baruch Shalom wants us to remember to lift up our entire approach to Chinuch. We'll explain what this means. L'mesira l'talmidim l'yiladim, giving over Yiddishkeit, giving over to the students, to the children. L'zkar shanachnu shluchim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'kayim es meleches Hashem. So those of you who heard those shirim, you remember that even though Baruch Hashem we have 613 mitzvahs and many drabbanans, but there's only one mitzvah that is referred to by Chazal and in Shulchan Aruch as being specifically called meleches Hashem. The Rebbe Shalom's work, Meleches Hashem, and that's Chinuch, teaching. Meleches Hashem. That's why in Shulchan Aruch there are very strict laws about a Rebbe getting enough sleep at night. In order that he should be able to be fresh and eager in the morning to teach the children, because he is involved in Melechet Hashem. And any Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch, who is what? Who is careless with his own health and comes to school without being able to have the koiches to give over to the children, is negligent in Melechet Hashem. So the beginning, the first yesod of chinuch is that every Rebbe, every parent, every teacher has to remember that if we have this child, either biologically, the Hashem Baruch sent us this child, or a grandchild, or the Baruch Shalom sent me this student, and that I have this particular class, this particular group, that is a shlichus that Hashem has set from the beginning of time, that he made the shidduch between me and this child. Not God forbid, like a lashon, a term, a horrible term that's used sometimes, and I've even heard Jewish children have told me that they've been told this by their parents, that you were a mistake. And how many times I've heard this over the years, where a parent has told a child in a moment of frustration, in a moment of anger, you know, I didn't even want you to begin with. There's no such thing. I had an argument with somebody on the phone last night. My wife, she doesn't know who it was, but she was going in and out of the room. That an argument is hard to believe. It's partially hard to believe. Where there was a woman who was expecting, Bo Hashem, and that the husband said, I wish that this baby would die. An Orthodox Shomer Shabbos man. And she said it, and he said it to the wife a few times. And he doesn't understand why she's so upset with him. And the beginning of chinuch is the awareness and the belief that this child was sent to you, and you are a shliach that was sent from the beginning of time. This was coordinated. Whatever you took, whatever you wanted, you didn't want, you're a shliach of Hashem. This child was sent to you specifically with your name. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't like it was, I'm sorry, sweetheart, you were supposed to be in Muncie. I don't know what happened. The Malach made a wrong turn. You know, you were supposed to be here, and I'm supposed to be your parent. Or same thing with the Rebbe. As we find in Chazal and we find in Shulchan Aruch, that this is called Meleches Hashem. Ubechazal Hakadoshim Kosev Habechina Shel Im Harav Doim Lamalach Hashem Tzavakos. The Gemara says that where can a child really find Torah? Who's fitting to be a teacher of a child? Only a Rebbe who resembles a Malach of Hashem, who's like an angel. Because of Mitzadikim, She'echad in Yonah B'Zehu, now all of us are thinking, oh, forget it, I'm disqualified right away. You have to be a Malach to teach a child. I'm not a Malach, I'm not a Malach, I'm not the child of a Malach, I don't know what it means to be a Malach. It's not true. So he explains, what does it mean, a Malach? She'echad in Yonah B'Zehu, She'malach uloshen shliach. You know, a Malach means a messenger. Like it says by Yaakov Avinu. A malach means a messenger. Malachim hein detailim legamri lishlichusim. And who's a good malach? You don't have to have wings. You don't have to know how to sing. You know who's a good malach? A good malach is the one who carries out his shlichus exactly as the mishalech, as the one who sent you, wanted you to. That's what it means, a good malach. L'chein nikroim malachim bibchinas v'yishlach malach v'yitzim. Therefore we find many times this concept of a human malach. A human being is called a malach when he is faithful and loyal in carrying out the shlichus that he was appointed to carry out. V'ad kama shaharav oyved menasu mishtadel, and as much as a Rebbe tries, v'chein ahorim, and the parents do their best, shagam lahem yesh b'chinas rav u'mishpi, every parent is also like a Rebbe. Ad kama shehi mishtadlum liyas bebechinas malach. That's what it means. Im doim harav lamalach Hashem tzavokus. If the parent, if the Rebbe is like a malach doesn't mean that you have to be perfect. None of us are perfect. We're far from being perfect. But it means that one has to have the frame of mind that I'm a malach. It's not crazy. It's not hefker. It's not that there's a mistake, an accident, and I'm stuck with these kids and I don't know what to do and I can't manage. It's too much for me. It's not true. It can't be. If the Baruch Shalom sent you that child, it means that you are a malach. And if you're a malach, it means you're a shliach. And there's a rule in the Gemara and in Halacha that states shluchu shel adam kemoisai. That means that the shliach has the power of the one, the energy, the power of the one who sends him. Therefore, since the mishalayach, the one who sent us to be the parent of that child, is Hashem is Baruch himself, it means that every one of us has, even though it doesn't seem to us like that in a difficult day, every one of us has infinite kaiches. The ability to have infinite patience, way beyond our normal kaiches when it comes to taking care of ourselves. To be good malachim, to be good shlichim, to take care of the children. And that's what it means to try to be a malach. B'b'china shliach. And to stop and to remember that we are mamash shliachim from Hashem. That to be a Jewish parent, to be a Rebbe, means you are Hashem's Baruch shliach. And that neshama was waiting from the time of creation to dafka come through you into this world, and that you're a shliach to raise that child, and no parent that ever lived, no Jew that ever lived or will ever live after you, has the koiches to raise that child the way that Hashem wants the child to be raised. So the thought that if my child would be in that place, it would be much better. If I would be different, it would be better. If I have a different personality, if I would be like this, if my husband would be like that, it's all from the Yetzer Hara. It's all narishkeit. It's all dimyonis. It's delusions and fantasies. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam made each and every one of us a shliach, because only this parent can raise the child in the way that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants. That's what it means, that the child will seek Torah from the mouth of that malach, of the parent. Such a parent and such a Rebbe can really, really have an amazing hashpah, an amazing influence on the children, if you have this frame of mind. Because if you're trying to be faithful, and we're going to have to learn, that's what this entire Maim is about. What does that mean to be a good shliach? How do I do that? What does the Baruch Hu want of me? But if a person tries with all of his or her kaiches to be a good shliach, then he's plugging in to that infinite source of energy, the Makor HaChayim, the source of all life, the one who sent us to be parents, Hashem is Baruch. Kimashakosim Mitzadikim. That was the first Yisoid. We're just reviewing now the earlier Shir. Vayisoid Hasheni Shedibarnu, and the second Yisoid that we were learning in the earlier Shir, Humashachazal Hakadoshim Vahatzadikim, Megalim Lonu Shiyesh Shnei Oifanim Shel Hashpah. We were taught by Chazal and the Tzaddikim that there are two ways of influencing a child. There are two ways of influencing, or an adult, but there are two ways of hashpah. Yesh oifen shehu b'derech diburei Torah avodas Hashem, which is primarily the role of the husband or of the Rebbe, which is what to say over Torah, was to say over Mishnayis and Gemara, to say over Divrei Torah. Again, the women also, but primarily, traditionally, that was more the role of the husband who historically has spent more time in yeshiva learning Divrei Torah. That's one means of hashpa. Of course, every woman, Baruch Hashem, especially nowadays, where the women learn more and understand more, that's also part of their hashpa. But this is a hashpa that's given with words of Torah. Aval ikar ha'ayfen hashpia hu derech hisnagu shelonu. This was always the trademark of Jewish mothers. This was more the side of the mother that would give this hashpah, which is what, how the person acts, how the person behaves. The Gemara says that somebody who is in the presence of a tzaddik learns more by watching the tzaddik, by watching and being in the presence of a tzaddik, than even hearing the Torah. The Torah you'll forget. You might not remember unless you're a very, very big Baal Zikar, unless you have a terrific memory. You're gonna forget a Ramban. You'll forget the Tosis. But when you have the schus to be in the presence of someone who's extraordinary, that Torah that person gives over just by every gesture, by every movement, by the way he or she talks, not necessarily the content of what he or she is saying, but the person himself, the person herself.
שכל משהו במחשבה דיבר מעשה שהורים ומשפיע משתדלים בעצמם לסלול בהם. This is with the belief that every effort that a parent makes to be himself a better Jew, a bigger Jew, is going to have hashpah on the child. Every hishtadlus that you or I make, even if the kid doesn't see it, certainly if the kid sees it, you know, that the children will see us, that we're talking and acting in a beautiful way. And the children, as you know, the children notice mamish everything. You might not realize it at the time, but the children notice everything. How many times it's happened that my wife and I will have some conversation and our little daughter Shifi's playing someplace in the background, like with a friend, you know, someplace on the other side of the room, and then like 2 months later she says over the whole schmooze. She tells you over the whole schmooze, like everything you're talking about. And you don't even think it's possible. What's she have? How's she able to hear two things at the same time? Children, those little Mashiachals, they're very, very attentive and retentive. And because of that, certainly what takes place in their presence is engraved mamish upon their conscience. They understand when for a father learning is precious and when it's just an obligation that he'd rather not do. They could tell when the mother's davening is a davening that's real or it's not real. They could tell. And they could tell, as far as midas are concerned, every single thing, how do the parents make brachas, and everything that the parents do, the children watch and they absorb. But it's not only that. Even when the children are not there, if you or I are someplace and the children are in school, or the children are not wherever, they're someplace, and we're making a hishtadlus or making an effort to be better Jews, that also has hashpah on the children. That's what, you know, that the month of Elul has there are many hints in the word Elul for different sukkim, right? Everybody knows on Elul, Dodi, Vidodi, Li, and so on. One of the hints that we have that brought down the Kadmonim is Es Levavcha V'es Levav Zarecha. Umal Hashem Lekecha, to circumcise, Hashem will circumcise your heart. Es Levavcha Aleph Lamed V'es Levav Zarecha, and your children's hearts. So the tzaddikim explain that any time that a Jew tries to do the right thing or holds himself back from doing the wrong thing, even though you might not feel how that affects you at that moment, it could be a child, it could be a grandchild, it could be a great-grandchild or a great-great-grandchild that you'll never even meet, that somehow at some time that person will have a feeling of estroimus and that person will want to be better. And by the way, it's interesting because Rabbi Nachman Breslov has said that Torah, or he explained that Torah, Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he was standing as he used to do, so he would stop in the middle of the street and start to say, I have a Torah, and all the chassidim would come and listen. And Rabbi Nachman said over this Torah, he said that you should know that if a father or a mother have even a thought of changing, a thought of being better, a hear her tshuva, that causes eslevavcha, then it's eslevav zarecha, that your children's hearts are also opened up. And as Rabbi Nachman finished that sentence, all of a sudden his daughter came over there and said, Tata, I don't understand. I just had such a mighty kesaris of tshuva. I don't know. I had this feeling of doing tshuva. And Rabbi Nachman says, Kach amarti. Didn't I just tell you? Because when I said these words, my heart was filled with the thought of tshuva. And she came running over from the house and said, I don't know. I had such a feeling to do tshuva the second. So even if the children are not there, even if the children don't know what we're doing, then the neshamas know every single thing that we're doing. And if we do something that's right and we hold back from something that's wrong, it's eslevav zarecha, eslevavcha v'eslevav zarecha. It helps them. So this is the second yesod, that it's one thing to tell the kids how to act and how to behave, but more importantly, the children take note and they watch and they see what we do and they hear us. And even when they can't physically hear us, then the neshamas hear us. This has an unbelievable hashpah on the children. Because the children absorb every tiny little drop of the parents. That's the second point, we're just reviewing. And the third point. Dibarnu barichas al hanesyonis hamiyuchadim shel kapdonis v'chadayim lezer sheyesh binyonei chinuch. He said that we spoke at great length about the Nisyonis, especially in our generation. She goes on to say is a very, very weak and impatient generation. To be so careful when it comes to kapdonus, when it comes to anger and impatience in dealing with the children. Ubefrat, he says, b'shvach ador, such a weak generation. V'avinu shebeshamayim roitzu shenizka keseida shahadova harishin hu kol naiche mesitri degdusha liyaz ba'atzmai b'matzich shal naiche. That means that the third very big yesod in teaching children and being parents is that we should try as much as possible to be in a matzav of naicha. Naicha means calmness. Yishuv hadas. Ula v'ladas shafilu ma sheyesh pomem nedirim sheretzayin avinu shebeshamayim laharus klapei chutz lahepach minaicha. Even though it's true, as parents and as teachers, the Rebbeinu Shalom sometimes wants us to show that we're upset. A child has to see that the parent has a hakpada, that the parent is upset. Mishum chinuch, that's part of chinuch. Mikomakom zerak klapei chutz. That's only, as the Rambam and the other poskim say, that's only as we present it, as we show it. Isn't this the hardest thing in the world? Even though it's true that sometimes, I remember this with my father's old Gesundsein, that I don't remember any time when he really, really, when something happened that I did something wrong, that on the spot he would give it to me. But what my father usually would do was like 3 days later. I mean, he didn't say anything. Then 3 days later, he would call me in and he'd let me have it. And also not with yelling or anything, but he'd show me that he was upset. He would tell me he was upset. But I don't remember on the spot my father reacting. It wasn't a reaction. It was with a cheshbon. But it's very hard. This is bifnim, inside of oneself, certainly is mole menucha. To be filled with what? With menucha. In other words, with peacefulness, mole simcha, mole shalva, pnimis, to be the state of what? Of tranquility. And if it's not possible for you to, if you feel that you can't do this, what? Shirak klape chutz yara hepach minaicha. If you feel that you just can't. You can't do this. You can't act angry while being inside. Fine. You can't do this. V'lo yashpil of klalu klal b'fnim. So then he says, Kosev mi'chazal ha-kadoshim u'mi'tzadikim azrotz navinu shebashmayim shelo yara gam klape chutz shum dover. Then it's better not to show any anger at all. Then if you can't get an Academy Award, in other words, to make believe that you're upset while being inside, 100% okay, then it's better not to show any anger at all. V'yeh kuloi simcha. And in that case, it should be kuloi simcha. Just to show simcha. V'naicha. V'lo yispatu me'ayetzer v'chayloisa v'mefatim sh'yapsed al yidezeh. Eizem mashu me'achinach sh'reitzel l'chanach. I was talking to the men about this last week in Erev Shabbos. That there is this inyan that circulates sometimes in certain schools, that on the first day of school the teacher has to be mean. You have to be mean the first day of school, in order to put the fear of God in the kids, like, you know, as if they're the ones who are not God fearing. You have to put the fear of the Lord into the children. And this is something that I've heard from teachers, and this year I heard this from a teacher who was telling me that in the teacher's room an older teacher came over to this younger, inexperienced one and put her, like, her arm around and said, "Listen, honey, you know, your problem is that you're very, very sweet and kind. And you know, you can't be that way with the students." Not with the children, with the students. We were talking about fifth grade, sixth grade. You can't be that way. Maybe later on you could be nice. And she said, "Look at me." I mentioned this in the shiur the other day. "Look at me. I have a special," this is, "I want to tell you something. I have special clothing that I wear." This is true. My wife knows. "I have a special outfit that I wear, a dress, a skirt, I don't know what, a special outfit that is very, very somber and intimidating." I'm telling you, this is a Maisha Shahaya, just 2 weeks ago. So that what? So that the children should get the right idea. What's the right idea? That, you know, that I hate them? What does that mean? To get the right idea. That they shouldn't chas v'sholom. You know, they might ask, hey, more and more, would you do this? Would you do this? Some of you this? You know, what happened? How are you? How are the kids? Open your book, be quiet, sit down. You know, whoa. My daughter has a mice like this. One of my younger children has a mice like this. There was a teacher who was very, very friendly the year before, and it was natural when in September that my daughter ran over to and said, "Hi, hi," and she says, "Excuse me, no, what do you mean, hi?" And, you know, and I think my daughter said, "You look so pretty." Excuse me, who do you think you're talking to? Sit down. What's your name? And she said, "Shani, my name is Shani. We're friends. Remember last year?" Well. And these are nice people, they're lovely people, but some Mishigana told them to be that way. Some other Mishigana put their arm around them and said, this is how you're supposed to give over Torah to Jewish children. And it's the only way that you can acquire the neshamas to give over Torah. Yeah, that's for that might be true, Nebuch. It might be true for those who believe in only one way of giving Torah, which is on a blackboard and in a machberas, and by saying, be quiet and put your finger on the page. Most of those children, the last thing they want to do when they grow up is to receive Torah and to give Torah. But for those who believe that every Jewish child is a ben yochid mamish, the same way that if you or I were there that day, we would be very upset for a teacher to hear a teacher talking like that to our children. We wouldn't want. It's just the opposite. The first day, of course, you have to. The kids have to. You know, you have to tell them to sit down and to learn. But first, you have to kiss them and hug them and tell them, "I missed you. How was your summer?" And to talk to them a little bit and to open their hearts. That's why the Gemara says about one of the tzaddikim that he would begin every shiur by telling a joke, right? To open their hearts. And that's why it's such a gevaldige mitzvah to be in the Samech Chasna Kala, because the Chasna Kala is the beginning of their shiur. That's going to be, they're going to have now a shiur mitzvah shem to 120 together, right? Being together, a husband and wife. So how do we begin? We mesamech chasna kala, and their hearts are open. That's why it's such a mitzvah to dance for chasna kala, that they should begin their life together. It should start with what? In such a way, with simchin, with ahava, with love. That's what the Baruch Shalom gave us, simchas Torah. How do we begin before Parshas Bereishis? Every year, what do we have? Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is that the Baruch Shalom wants us to what? To begin with a joke. He wants to begin the year with simchin, that the heart should open, that we should feel good about our Yiddishkeit. So that's the yisoid. What he's saying here is that when it comes to being mechanech a child, it's a tremendous yisoid that the child should feel loved, and the child should feel comfortable and happy. At the same time, of course, the child has to know that there's a seder. And you know, not everybody is fit to be a teacher. Every parent is fit to be a parent. But not every teacher, you know, sometimes a person wants to be a teacher, and could be that it's not shy for that person to be a teacher. But you can't say that about a parent. You can't say, I guess I have the wrong job. I mean, you're a parent, that's your shlichus. Even though we often feel that way, right? We often feel like, you know, this is not for me, I can't do it. But it's not true. You hear? There's a Yetzer Hara that says that if you're always going to be besimcha and you're always going to be calm and you're always going to be sweet with the children, that you're not going to be able to teach them. That's not true. He said that's a Yetzer Hara that says such a thing. You could teach them. You could teach them very well being nice. In other words, you're not going to lose anything the Baruch Hashem promises by being nice to a child. Don't worry. Even though it's true that there is such a concept in the Rambam and in the Gemara that sometimes you have to show that you're upset, if you can't control your inner feelings, and if you're going to show the child anger, So Tzimai says, it's okay. Hashem has brought promises you that if you'll be nice, the kid will turn out to be a good kid. It'll be all right. This is what we spoke about by Arichus. There's another very important principle that Chazal and the Tzaddikim taught us. So Rav Tzimai always begins the shiur by saying, it's very hard for me to give a shiur to other people and to tell you these things, because I know the bitterness of my own spirit, of my own heart. Also he says, I'm afraid that sometimes I might be misquoting something or saying something the wrong way. He says, I might misquote something, but the purpose that he says of giving these talks is to just that we should be mechazik each other. It's for the purpose of his chazkus. I'm not saying it has to be this way or that way. We're just talking together. Sometimes I'll say something and I don't remember who said it, so I'm not quoting you in the name of the tzaddik who said it. We're just trying to review. He says, I'm not saying anything of my own. We're just reviewing that which we were taught by Chazal and Tzaddikim. So now he goes and explains. One of the basic principles of being able to give over Yiddishkeit and Torah. May ha'tafkidim at the bottom of page Gimel, the last line. May ha'tafkidim shel ahorim mashpiyim, the job, the responsibility of parents and mashpiyim, hu ha'avoda kadosh shel shmira. That's what we're going to be talking about this whole year, Mr. Shem. Shmira, protecting a child. Lishmeres ha'yilodim shelanu, page Dalet. To protect, and we're going to learn what that means, to protect our children, as our talmidim, our students, like the apple of our eye. Ha-mitzvah rishon shel ha'av, he mitzvah smila. The first mitzvah of the father, when there's a boy, the first mitzvah of the father is what? The mitzvah of bris mila. La'achnisa bebrisa shel Avram Avinu. To bring the child into the bris of Avram Avinu. Shezoh ha'inyin shel tahara. Which means to what? That you're giving the child the opportunity to be a tzaddik, to be pure, to be holy. Va'ata es brisi tishmar. And that's why the first mitzvah the Baruch Shalom told Avraham Avinu for a child. And he tells every parent, whether it's a boy or it's a girl, the first mitzvah says brisi tishmar, shmira. Guard the covenant. To protect the covenant. And we're going to see what that means. To protect the bris. To give the child the opportunity to be attached to holiness and to pureness. Like Hashem has said to Avraham Avinu, I want you to walk before me and to be whole, to be perfect. Hakadusha shel Avraham Avinu, Hakadusha shel Klal Yisrael, the kedusha of Avraham Avinu and the Jewish people, that the Baruch Hashem entrusted us as parents. The first thing that the Baruch Shalom says to a Jewish parent is, as Brisi Tishmar, I gave you this child, I gave you a pure neshama. You have to take care of this neshama. As Brisi Tishmar, I gave you a child, and you were given this child, and I'm making you into a shliach that you should raise a tzaddik. And what is your child watching at night? What is your child reading? Who are your children's friends? All of these things are part of that first mitzvah as Brisi Tishma, Shmir. That the child should be a Kaddish and a Tahar, a little Mashiach with the potential to grow into a full-grown Mashiach. But that's Klai Shul, Haroimus V'Ha'adinus Klai Shul, with all the exaltedness and all the Adinus, the Edelkeit, how do you translate Edelkeit? You know what Edelkeit means. Of the Jewish people. Yelad shemovilim also lecheder. The minig is that when a little boy is taken to cheder, when he's taken to begin in yeshiva, we give him a haircut. According to those who have the minig to give the haircut when the boy is three. Kosev b'rishonim erakech b'shiva le'alekev v'idhar b'rishonim v'yeshem tzaddikim haflogas atzumas b'zeh. We find in the teaching of the tzaddikim amazing things about when we first take the child to school. What? Oit from Isa Batalis. That you should wrap the little boy when you take him to cheder, you should wrap him in a talis. Wrap him up completely in a talis. Shiroim is lebuchol eis yubigodech levon. What are we hinting when we do that? What we're hinting, first of all, is that bechol eis yubigodech levon, we're davening, help my child that throughout his entire life, his garment should be white and pure. Like a talus, and those he should be pure like a talus, and to protect him from seeing anything that he shouldn't see, and from hearing something that he shouldn't hear. You know, I once mentioned in shul that they say that when the Holy Rebbe, the Kedushas Levi, when he came, I don't remember which city he came to, and he came to that place, and he met over there one of the young tzaddikim of the generation, of the upcoming tzaddikim of the generation, the Kedushas Levi. When he walked in, he hadn't met that person. When the Kedushas Levi, the Baditshva, walked in, he looked at him and he said, "This one is mine." And he said, "What does that mean?" He said, "This one, when he was a baby, I had under my talus in my lap. His father let me hold him under my talus. He's mine. He belongs to me." What does that mean? He obviously doesn't belong to me. It means those five minutes that as a baby he was under the B'ditchavah's talus, and that's why you get married also under a chuppah, and even on the minute that many have, the German Jews inside them, under the talus mamash, right? Being under the talus means being enwrapped in Kedusha. It means the sukkah, it means the chuppah, it means the talus. It's being enwrapped, being surrounded with holiness. That may your garments, may your whole life be pure. That's how we take the child to learn. We begin with pureness. We begin in a way that's pure and holy. All of the mitzvahs before we receive the Torah at Sinai, how there had to be those 3 days, that special time of what? Of purification, of sanctifying ourselves, those days before. Hataharuhu haschalam. The tahara is the beginning. Kemayim Chazal, Yavo taharim v'yisasku v'tahara. That's why the custom was always to begin with the boys in cheder to learn Sefer Vayikra. Even the Vayikra is very hard. But the custom was not to begin with Bereishis, but to begin with Vayikra. Why? Because Chazal say this sentence, Yavo Taharim, let those who are pure, the children, come and learn about what? About purity, which is all the karbanis and all the mitzvahs of purification that are contained in Sefer Vayikra. What we learn from this is what Hashem is Baruch wants from us. That the Baruch Shalom gave us the responsibility. He wants us to always strengthen the shmir, watching the children, protecting the children, wrapping a talus around the child. Kol neshama shemigil olam, every neshama that comes into this world. Kol neshama sheyesh lo neshayches eleha, every neshama that's attached to us. Kol bein, every son. Kol bas, a daughter. Kol talmid, a student. Ksha neshama shlo megil olam, he nikiyah legamrei. When that neshama comes into the world, the neshama is completely pure, like we say in the morning. He says, "Kemoisha anachnu amir b'chol yom elokai neshamish nesata b'tahayrei." Rabbi Shlom, the neshama that you gave me is pure, and that neshama that the Rabbi Shlom sent into our lives was sent to us completely pure. Ha neshama nekiy legamrei, perfectly clean. Va'avinu shebishamayim mevakish esanu, and the Rabbi Shlom is begging us. He's asking us. It says in Chazal that before the neshama is sent down to the lower world, Avinu shebishamayim mevakesh mimenu hachzireyu b'tahar. Can you imagine? The Baruch Shalom says to the neshama. The Baruch Shalom asks the neshama before it descends into the world, "I want you to come back to me the way that I sent you. I want you to return to me pure the way that I sent you." And that's why I mentioned in one of the shiurim about the Kedushas Levi last year, that when the tzaddik died during his lifetime, so the B'ditshuva, by the funeral, there were thousands of people, they didn't know where the B'ditshuva was. And they found him at the back of the whole Levi, and the B'ditshuva was singing and dancing. They thought that God forbid he lost his mind from grief. And they went over to him and said, "Rabbi," and he said, "What are you so shocked? The Baruch Shalom gave me a pure neshama, and I gave him back the way that it was sent to me. I didn't in any way ruin the kedusha and the tahara of my child. I sent him back the way he was sent to me." Could you imagine for a parent? And it wasn't a baby; it was an adult. Could you imagine for a parent to be able to say that? The second the child sees the first second of television is chafam. 1 second is already chafam. And our whole lives, and I mentioned this in the Shia 2 weeks ago, that there was a very chashuv person that told me this summer that he was raised in a very beautiful family in a very beautiful way, and he said that as a young person, as a child, young person, he never went to the movies. That's how he was raised. And one time the friends talked him into going, he went to the movie, and while he was sitting there watching the movie, he had this feeling that for the rest of my life I'm never going to be the same person because of what I'm seeing now. And he said, and that's already 30 years later, he said, V'kachava, and that's the truth. I have never been the same since then. So it's very, very hard. The Baruch Shalom gave us the responsibility to what? To protect these neshamas, and to send the neshama back, this one in Svansit, that the neshama should return to Hashem the way that it was sent to us, for us to take care of that neshama. And that's why, let's just finish this paragraph, that's why this little section, before the neshama comes into the world, the Baruch Shalom says to the neshama, come back to me the right way. To guard the pureness with which you came to the world. Lishmas and the kiyas, kishem should be oskalai lamatahar and the kiyas. The same way you came to the world in a pure way. That's how you should leave the world when you're 120. Baruch atah b'vayecha, baruch atah b'tzeisecha. That when you come to the world, you are pure. When you leave the world, you should be pure. I mean, all of us are planning that. We all dream, we all hope, we expect to leave that way, but we would like to plan like for the last 30 seconds, like some major, unbelievable tshuva upheaval, right? To leave the world like in an amazing world, like some, and like there'll be a book about how, you know, that's Kriya Shema. But the emphasis is there's so many things along the way that make it hard for us to return our neshamas the way that they were sent. There's another 2 minutes. Ube'emes yesh dargis b'tahara k'mesh chazal k'deishim oimim sheyesh b'chinas shal tahara k'ben shana b'yesh b'chinas shal tahara etzal yelet shemas chalul meitzu b'chinas yavot tahirim. There are different levels, of course, of pureness of a little baby, of a child that goes to school. B'yesh b'chinas shal tahara etzal kol yelet shu b'chinas hevel pesh ein bochei. Chazal say, you know, we see this. Everybody remembers that by Mordechai, in Shushan Habira Purim time, you all remember that when there was a decree that was hanging over the Jewish people, where Haman Yamach Shema wanted to kill every single man, woman, and child in all 127 provinces of Shushan Habira. Do you remember what did Mordechai do? What did Mordechai do? He gathered together the children. He gathered together the children to daven with the children and to learn with the children. That's what Mordechai did. Because Mordechai knew that the hevel peh, that means the breath of a child's mouth, is bli chet, it's without sin. V'yesh b'chinah shel tahara k'mesh kol mitzadikim sha'at esrim shana adayin hu b'chlal hevel she'ein bo chet. There's even the thing that the tzadikim say that until the age of 20, the child is not entirely responsible even for things that go wrong. There is such a thing in Chazal. V'afilu shi'ya matzev ech shi'ya, no matter what a child does, Zadayin Matzav Shal Nekiyus Tahara. The child Be'etzim is still pure, is still good. Va'atavkid va'ashlichah shalonu hu biyachad. And our job and our responsibility together is Lishmar es ha'nekiyus v'tahara shekol echad mi'itonu. To guard and to protect the pureness of each one. Kulonu shutfin. We're all partners, he says. Kol echad mi'itonu mekabel koiches atzumim l'chelik shalom b'shmir. And each parent and each teacher receives exactly the koiches that he needs to watch this child. The child comes with instructions. The child comes with the koiches and nefesh of how to watch that child. Kol av, kol aim. Every father, every mother, kol melamed, every teacher, menahel, mashgiach, resh kol, resh yeshiva, magid shir, kol mashpiach, b'chol gil shelo yeh, every age of the child, no matter what the child is, no matter, even if it's an adult, they were teaching. Mekabel koiches b'li shir, receives koiches, infinite koiches. Koiches gevon k'dei wad, shenuch lemalei eshlichus, saying that we should be able to fulfill this shlichus, our jobs. V'es ha-tafkid shalanu shel ha-shmira, this tafkid, this responsibility of shmira. And Mitzvah Shem, we're going to begin to learn next time. I mean, the whole maimah here is teaching us What is entailed in the Shmir? What does the Shmir mean? And how can we strengthen ourselves to be good Shomim over our child, that we should be able, to the best of our ability in this crazy time that we're living, to try to send the children back to something in Swansik, that they should be able to go back to Shemesh Baruch the way that they were sent to us. Not only the way they were sent, but maybe even better than the way that they were sent to us. So Mr. Shem will continue next time. The next year, I don't have the specific date. We were discussing it, but everybody will be informed. But Mr. Shem will be after Yontif. Will be after Yontif, and everybody should have a ksiv and a ksiv a time, a good kibbutz year for us and for all of our families and for all Klai. So just to hear good news, the service privates will call you so.